missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Pete Lee will be in the studio Thursday and Friday, hopefully.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
FunnyBoneOmall.com to see the one and only Pete Lee. Nick's going to be performing a couple places this week. Where are you at, Nick?
I'm at, how do you say it, Hooper?
Hooper.
Friday night for a company thing. And then at the Island Bar and Grill on Saturday.
And that's in Omaha, right?
La Vista. Okay.
Section of Omaha.
That small town pizza place I mentioned earlier that I almost had to wash dishes.
Hooper,
Nebraska.
Hooper. Craig, one of our kind, caring listeners, has a note for you. Her name is Ivy. Ivy's one of my tibial plateau fracture sisters.
What happened?
Tell us later.
No, Ivy, not you.
I think it was a car accident.
Okay. Also, wasn't her fault.
Bone broth with your noodles. Bone broth is more nutritious than traditional broth. So are you going with that?
I have had some, yeah.
All right.
Just like in your bowl there, like a dog, you throw your bone in the bowl, throw some water on that thing, see what it tastes like?
Good. Yeah. All right.
Big old
threw my bowl in the bone. I screwed that up. Sorry.
Can you make your own bone broth?
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Theoretically.
Ask the butcher for a bone. Is it for your dog?
No, it's for me.
I want it for me.
All right, bend over.
Can you eat other sandwiches yet? I asked you yesterday. Can you eat a sandwich yet?
No. Okay. I haven't.
You feel like you're working your way toward it, though?
A big hoagie?
Yeah.
Some days. Yeah.
Progress?
Some days. Not today.
There's minimal amounts of progress.
Try noodles.
I'm sorry, what?
Noodles. I heard they work pretty well.
Oh. Yeah. You know, that sounds...
Good idea.
It might be all right.
I understand it's frustrating, but you'll get there.
Oh,
You'll be eating a hoagie before you know it.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'll buy you one, Craig.
That's right.
I got a gift card.
You got 200. Buy us all one, puss.
You guys don't have cancer.
Yeah.
What a dick. What a dick.
Well, I don't have that much.
You bring it for the whole class. Get four subs for us with your.
I could.
Yeah.
I could get four subs for each of us, right? And still have leftover.
I just want one.
Man. Oh yeah, you want a significant gift card,
right?
At the company party.
I just want one.
That's a lot of sandwiches.
We won't put a dent in one treat to show once.
Yeah, because we all go out to lunch together.
No. I mean here now. Get them the night before. Bring them in the morning.
I wonder if they deliver.
Yeah, I think they do actually. Because just go to Grubhub.
We're probably out of their delivery area though. Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Well, we had some false information.
Well, that's all right.
Given to us, and we acted on it. And now we have to retract that action. We were told that a woman described as a B-movie actress, Julie Strain, passed away. And it was reported at several places, including her film company. And it turns out she's not dead.
Well, why they reported then?
Because they were wrong. They say that they got bad information from a trusted source.
Anybody having the Deadpool?
Yes.
Oh, really? Man, you about to get your first hit? I've never heard this before. Your first hit is didn't happen. Person's not dead.
She's a zombie.
Didn't take.
Is she like a movie actress?
B-movie actress, and I believe she's done some naked stuff as well.
Yeah. You'd recognize her, maybe, if I saw her?
I don't know.
How old is she?
Penthouse Pet of the Year.
She's 57 now.
Year? Yeah. 1991, she was, Pet of the Month in June of 91.
Oh, there was some wolf there, too, I bet.
Yeah.
6'1".
She's been suffering from early onset dementia caused by a head injury she got in her early 20s when she was thrown off a horse.
Whoa.
It wiped out all of her teenage memories.
That would suck.
Yep.
I don't know. I got some teenage memories I'd rather not have.
Well, you're one horse right away from getting rid of them.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say most of my teenage memories.
She was discovered by a talent scout at the Sugar Ray Leonard-Roberto Duran title fight.
So she's obviously gorgeous somewhere. Why'd they assume she was dead then?
89.
I mean, everybody says...
Somebody that they trusted said she was dead.
All right. Deadpool hit revoked.
Yeah. I mean, we'd already scored it and everything.
How many people had her?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How do people find some B-movie actress dementia patient?
Never heard of this woman
before. Freaks are just crazy, man. And we had catheter ice cream here yesterday. Nice dude, but you know, off the air, he was like, you, Greg, keep I actually on there. Keeps track on his phone. Yells yay when people die.
And so Clangin' One has been with us for a long time, and I've never understood that name. And Craig's heroin port will no longer be number one and two in the on the leaderboard.
Craig's back up there then.
You're back.
Yeah.
You're back in first.
I will be when we get rid of the death of Julie Strain.
So it's announced everywhere. And so, no, she's fine. That means she's going to die then, right? I don't get how
we're,
this...
We're all going to die, Tyler.
Thank
good
you.
Point.
It doesn't sound good for her, though.
No, it doesn't sound good for her. So just hang on, Clankin' One and your heroin port.
Well, it's not her herself that's coming out and being like, hey, I'm alive.
No, no. Somebody's saying, we thought she was dead, but she's still laying there. She's breathing.
Well, they called her partner. And the partner, Dave, said, no, she's not dead.
No, I said she's dead to me.
Yeah, I dumped her years ago.
You can imagine she's quite an attractive lady.
I bet she is.
Oh, she,
well, she was, you mean.
Does a little adult film work, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can find her in
what
the
year? Like the 90s porn, a good 90s porn?
Yeah, it doesn't give you
that's
the...
That's good stuff, man. That 90s porn's good.
It just tells you when it was uploaded.
And Raquel Darian is...
You don't know how old these clips are.
Right. Well, she ain't 57 doing it.
Doesn't
the
look
head
like
injury.
Hmm. Well, not the injury part. But there is the other part.
Yeah, there's an article here from November of 2018 mentioning her health worsening.
You ghouls, man. See, I don't pay attention to that. You thousands of ghouls in the Deadpool. You're not good people, but thanks for playing along, man. Thanks for playing along. We need to hit some on the site, so thank you. And thanks for listening, too.
Well, we would qualify as not good people because...
not for that reason.
We facilitate.
Yeah. No, Craig does. That's why we call it Craig's Deadpool.
Yeah, it's Craig's Deadpool.
But we allow him to have the Deadpool
on the show. Yeah, I think we're tertiary bad people.
He's the commissioner, man.
They are really bad people.
I was explaining the Deadpool to my oldest son last night.
Oh, yeah, your oldest son?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's told him it was just like fantasy football, but for people guessing if celebrities are going to die.
Yeah.
He thought it was funny.
Okay, so. Got it.
He didn't ask how to join.
Yeah.
Just go.
He will next year. He'll get in next year.
He might. And LSU fans apparently trolling Clemson fans with an online fundraiser aimed at helping Clemson buy a better-looking mascot costume.
Well, because they're both Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, and apparently Clemson looks bad. Images of the two schools' mascots flooded social media last night. Fans seem to favor the outfit worn by LSU's Mike the Tiger when compared to just the Tiger of Clemson. And so
I never knew LSU's Tiger is called Mike the Tiger. Did you?
No.
Never heard that.
God, who cares?
I know. At the Southern
the mascots, schools. Mascots, who
Southern
cares?
Southern school is just dumbasses fighting dumbasses. That's another reason I didn't care about the game so much.
Sometimes
like two Southern schools, who cared?
Mascot costumes get kind of raggedy.
Some of them do.
They do.
Some of them do, yeah.
And I didn't see the Clemson Tiger.
Locally, I recall a few years ago when I went to a Creighton basketball game, that Blue Jay guy.
It's molting, isn't it?
It's molting.
It's molting, right, yeah.
Well, if you,
that's
you,
a bad, bad looking costume.
You see the Chiefs, the you know the guy they scored there on Saturday, and the big lineman grabbed the beers and started shaking them around. Well, the KC... What is that, a fox, wolf,
it's
or something?
Wolf.
Yeah.
He was right there. I'm like, they're going to have to launder that thing because it's covered in beer now.
It's a fox.
It's a fox because the radio station is a fox.
That's the radio station that covers the
Chiefs. Yeah. But it got covered in beer.
Because a fox makes a lot of sense for a logo that's called the Chiefs.
We had the mascots that Casey Wolf, though.
Oh, it is a wolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
He's, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they
not the mascot sucks.
I guess it's, you can still use,
I guess you can still use
the name Chiefs, but you just can't have a chief out there.
Right.
A white guy in a chief
outfit.
Yeah,
that's the trouble. You can't have a chief out there.
Right.
I don't know how often the Shocker costume gets updated at Wichita State. But
two in the pink, one in the stink?
Yeah. They get the Shocker Week guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a big hand. I think
there should be
a sign.
There should be the hand.
Yeah.
The Wichita Shocker hand should be walking around with the wheat. You know, it's like a secondary character.
By the way, Arizona State ripped that off from because the
two and the pink one, the stink,
the fork and the shocker.
I've been doing it for years.
Look basically the same.
The fork and the shock of wheat look the same?
Yeah, they do. The same hand signal. Because I think you take your ring finger down. Yeah, for both the
You do, but why I don't get why but don't you do this though?
Yeah.
But the shocker's this.
Right. The shocker, you keep the two your index.
The
finger.
Two and the pink are tight together, right?
Right.
And yeah. The stink is by itself, and it's a small finger, unless you want to flip it around.
With the fork, you separate the big finger.
Push it likes it both ways.
And the index finger.
So
there is a slight modification, but I can still contend that Arizona State stole that from Wichita State.
Maybe all of society stole it from Arizona State.
No.
Two in the pink.
I don't recall
the
fork existing until recently.
Oh, really? That's not been a thing forever?
No, not when I was there. I don't remember anyway, but there's a lot of things I don't remember about my time in Tempe.
Yeah, but that's when I think you'd remember.
Yeah.
Study by Alcoholic Beverage Analytics Database, IWSR, found that Americans consumed less wine in 2019, ending the consistent rise in consumption since 1994.
Hard liquor's taken over. I mean, just the other night, we're all sitting around at that party we were at. If you looked around the table, there was like one beer on that table. Now, granted, we're sitting with alcoholics, which was us. I mean, Nick was there, everybody was there, but I just saw vodka the whole way around the table.
And 15 White Claws.
And some White Claws for the girls.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was just one
Millennials
person.
Are choosing alcoholic beverage alternatives like hard seltzers. Baby boomers are moving on from wine. Or maybe even just laying off alcohol in general. According to IWSR, baby boomers are drinking less due to lower disposable income and health concerns. And where baby boomers would actually stick to wine or beer drinking, millennials, they don't care. They'll drink about anything. They say they choose to drink across varieties.
Well, I do too, actually, and I'm not a millennial.
These are trends.
I'm a Gen Y.
So today we've learned that there is, thanks to the internet now, there's an international wine and spirits database.
Yep.
And a racial slur database.
Yep.
Available online.
Spending on wine increased.
Want to get drunk and
racial slurs?
Keep up on your racial slurs. It's just a couple clicks away.
That sounds like a night.
Oh, that's a weekend,
right?
For a lot of people.
So we drank less wine but paid more for it. They say that consumers are now paying more for their wine, avoiding the $10 bottle bargains.
You had wine last night, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay. White or red?
Both.
All right, good. All right. Oh, you mixed it. A little suicide there.
All right.
Bad news for the...
not the same glass.
No.
Got it.
For the Yellowtail folks?
Yeah. I guess.
Your $6.99 bottle of Shiraz?
Right.
I get this $3 special.
I'm not a wine person, or I don't drink much. But
wine is
that,
wine. People like certain wines. People,
it's the cheaper stuff just horrible?
Oh, sometimes.
It's rot gut. Yeah. The difference is, it probably tastes okay going down, but you get it. Yeah, I can feel the hangover the next day if I drink cheap wine.
Is that it?
Yeah. It hits you a lot harder the next day.
See, I don't really notice, but I think I've built up a tolerance.
Yeah, we're all drinking everything.
Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo reportedly has an offer to become the highest-paid sportscaster ever.
Yeah, ESPN, right?
Sources say ESPN is offering Romo up to $14 million a year to leave CBS and move to Monday Night Football.
Gotcha. Who are they going to team him with? Because I think he and Nance work pretty well together.
Doesn't
He's
matter.
In the third and final year of his contract with CBS that pays him $4 million a year.
Of course they do.
And
They'll
they're offering him up to $14 million.
Wow. I guess you can't say no to that.
If CBS wants to hang on to him, the network has the right to match ESPN's offer.
What kind of sucks about that is I do love him. I think he's very, very good at what he does. But I don't watch Monday Night Football ever unless it's my team.
I know. I'm thinking.
But I like Romo on Sundays because random games, the bigger games, you'll see him on there.
If he stays at CBS, are more people watching him?
But he doesn't care. It's $14
million. I know.
I'm taking $14 million.
You're going to turn down an $11 million raise?
Right.
But I bet you CBS matches that.
No.
He is a commodity.
No. That's a lot of money.
No. I think ESPN's shooting for the moon because their ratings suck.
Yeah, they need him.
They need him. Well, CBS doesn't need him.
What are they paying Buck and Aikman?
Not $14 million.
Yeah, I think I've read, in that five to seven range. Now, ESPN needs to do something.
They need to do something, right?
Because they've been flailing for the last couple of years with Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that broadcast sucks.
It does. And Romo's really good.
This has got to be bad news if you're Booger.
Well, I think Booger was going anyway because the internet just jokes. Every time he does a game, Twitter goes crazy with his mistakes and stupid stuff he says. I mean, he just says stupid stuff.
But Booger had to know that was not going to be a long ride. Right.
Because of the
he screwed up every time.
Yeah,
decaf Metcalf thing never caught on.
Oh, was that what he tried? Did he try to call that kid that?
Yeah, he. I don't think by design, but DK Metcalf was referred to as decaf Metcalf on Monday Night Football 1 week by Booger, and I think it was purely accidental.
I'm sure it was. Plus stupid.
Anytime I've watched Monday Night Football. I apparently don't listen enough to get annoyed by this
guy. Well, I don't get annoyed either.
I don't either.
I don't get annoyed, but they do point out his mistakes every week on Twitter.
I don't notice them,
but they're
and then
brutal.
I don't look at them.
I don't
them.
Watch every game.
You're right. I don't
but
notice.
There are a lot of brutal mistakes he's made over the whole time.
I don't notice any glaring errors. I just read about them on the internet the next day.
That's
I'm not listening that closely.
No, I'm not watching Monday Night Football. Unless the Steelers are playing, I don't watch that game.
Yeah, but I mean, the last two seasons they've had him and Witten, and they've got, they've got to do something.
Right.
They got to make a big splash and get somebody who actually knows what they're talking about.
Adult New Yorkers who were adopted are going to be able to get a certified copy of their pre-adoption birth certificate now. The governor says the new law will ensure that all New York adoptees over the age of 18 have the same rights to information about their birth and biological parents.
You should do that in your state, Craig, where you were born.
I pretty much got all that information.
Do you? Was it difficult to obtain a birth certificate at first?
I haven't got the birth certificate, but I got everybody's name. I have all the information that's on the birth certificate.
Yeah. And they're all dead now.
Yeah.
And they didn't recall.
Serves them right, man.
We first started working here. We had to submit a
birth certificate. Yeah.
Birth certificate, social security number, ID, passport.
Yeah.
Blood test.
Yeah, I got a birth certificate, just not the original one.
Okay, got it.
You can get
copies. So you couldn't prove that I was born in this country or something.
Or of a jacket.
That's not an original birth certificate. Well, it's the only one I got.
It's a fraud.
Yeah, upon reflection, that's not an original birth certificate,
no, it's not.
I guess.
Yeah, right. You could be a year older, you're younger, you don't know.
So if someone were, challenging the origin of my birth or, where I was born...
Yeah.
That's not a real birth certificate. That's not the original form, the long form.
We're going to find out who's responsible for this.
Well, it's the only one I got. It's the one that's been working for me for 100 years now. I guess I'm 120 now, but 120 years now.
Well, I was born in Kenya, but my birth certificate says Botno, North Dakota. Yeah,
and luckily, Craig, you're not brown enough for anybody to challenge you.
No.
True.
No birthers when it comes to Craig.
He starts running for something.
No, he's not. He's not brown.
He gets in a position.
Racists show up when brown people run.
A prominence. They will question that. Because he's just tan enough for somebody to say.
No, he's not. He's not tan at all, actually.
If he runs, the tapes of this show will disqualify him, not his skin color. Right.
Pretty sure he came from a Muslim country.
Yeah.
A Kansas man wants to settle a custody dispute with his ex-wife and her attorney on the battlefield.
Battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
40-year-old David Ostrom of Paola, Kansas, Paola, has cited in court documents that his ex-wife, Bridget, out of Harlan, Iowa, has destroyed him legally, according to the Des Moines Register. So Dave wants a trial by combat.
He wants to beat his wife up on the battlefield?
The Carroll Times-Herald reports that Ostrom filed a request with the Iowa District Court in Shelby County to give him 12 weeks to source or forge Japanese swords used in battle.
What?
This guy's an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
So a sword fight.
In court records. He says, to this day, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. He said it was used as recently as 1818 in British court. He said the motion began when he became frustrated with his ex-wife's attorney, saying he wanted to take the fight, quote, to the field of battle, where he will rend their souls from their corporal bodies.
So I wonder why she bumped this guy.
This is a scene out of about. This is Kill Bill.
Right?
The attorney wrote, although Mr. Ostrom and potential combatant do have souls to be rended, they respectfully request that the court not order this done.
That's insane. That should solve the custody dispute pretty quick,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because one's going to die.
So the lawyer argued that a duel could end in one or both parties dying, which could outweigh custody and property tax issues.
I think in this situation, the kid wants to be free of both those parents.
Yeah.
You know, right? Both my parents are idiots. Let them die.
Well, the wife is not showing up here to say.
She married a guy. So she can't be that smart.
He may have gone around the bend since then. We don't know.
Maybe. But we still do not have a definitive ruling. This is a follow up. We'll have to have a follow up.
Yeah.
Story? All right.
I wonder how it'll end.
The court has not made a decision on the motion.
Damn.
Yeah, although they just got it, you know, it's not a reflection on the court.
They have to
do their due diligence.
They do.
This could set a precedent. There could be dueling all over Kansas.
Well, there have been precedents set, and it is no, we don't do this.
Oh, okay.
It's a damn shame.
Good old days, better days. We still.
Yeah, but you know we're not as civilized as we used to be.
No, we're not.
We very well take
we're
a
idiots.
Step backwards, and I wouldn't close the book on this one just yet.
No, we are idiots. Look at the crowds.
Yeah. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.